afternoon. Once again, I'm Chad Holmes, our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Already to the middle of the work week, a hump day Wednesday. Third straight day with plenty of sunshine here in central Wisconsin. Temperatures still a bit chilly, but warming up slightly over the last couple of days. To find out what to expect as we get closer and closer to the weekend, we're joined from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, good Wednesday.
Oh, good afternoon. We'll start to see a little more cloud cover rolling in as we head into the late afternoon hours. We'll call it a partly sunny sky with a high temperature of 17 degrees and winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight with a low of 9 degrees. A couple of light snow showers Thursday. Nothing to get too excited about. High of 16 degrees. That'll be fairly early in the day. And then temperatures fall through the afternoon, dropping down into the mid-single digits with gusty north winds. Friday, sunny but cold. A high of only 4 degrees. And then temperatures recover a bit as we head into the weekend. Cloudy Saturday, high of 29. Mainly cloudy Sunday, high of 31. And we'll be above freezing Monday, cloudy with a high of 35 degrees. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
35. Downright balmy conditions coming up. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, break out the t-shirts and shorts.
And also, it is February. We're getting closer to spring. I think we can start to almost see it in the horizon now that we're in February.
We're slowly getting there.
Okay, Ray. Well, thanks for the info. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
I'll see you then. Take care.
Right now in Wausau, some clouds have moved in. It was pretty sunny most of the day, but now some cloud cover and a temperature of 19 degrees. Winds out of the west at 7 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor is 10 above zero. The dew point is 3, relative humidity of 49%, the barometer at 30.08 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Also, again, if you have not got the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? It is a terrific app. It really is. I mean, you can listen to everything here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9, but also all the stations of the Civic Media Network. We continue to grow into our second year of Civic Media. In fact, today is a bit of an anniversary, almost 6 months ago today. 6 months ago today, on August the 1st, was when Civic Media took over WXCO Radio. Turned the switch, became Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Been doing it for 6 months. It's been, I think, a terrific launch. We have so much still on the horizon for Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio, but six-month anniversary here today. So to celebrate, if you haven't got the Civic Media app, get it now wherever you get your apps. Tonight, Wednesday's always that busy. Again, I say busy, but I'm busy all the time. I'm either doing games or on Wednesday, I'm doing the big high school sports show in addition to doing this program during the afternoon. And tonight from 6 till 8, it will be another edition of the big high school sports show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about what's been going on and what's coming up in high school basketball and hockey. And every week we do have special guests. At 6:20, our coach guest for this week, the head girls basketball coach of the Edgar Wildcats, Tom McCarty. Tom McCarty at 6:20. And our student athlete guest for this week, coming in at 7 o'clock from the Marathon High School boys basketball team, who's a young man who's having a terrific season, Grant Warren. So again, Tom McCarty at 6:20, Grant Warren at 7 o'clock. Big high school sports show tonight here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, Quinn, want to remind you, make sure you tune in tomorrow because State Representative Katrina Shanklin will be my guest at 2:15. Again, going to go into a lot of the issues that are in front of the state legislature right now and a lot of interesting topics. Every day we see things change a little bit. Talked about that PFAS maybe shift with the Republican Party in the last segment. It's going to be an opportunity to talk about that, talk about the potential changes in the tax code in Wisconsin, the abortion ban in Wisconsin, lots to talk about, and we'll do that with State Representative Katrina Shanklin coming up tomorrow at 2:15 right here on this very program. Coming up next, coming into studio. We'll be talking some sports. Big day in sports. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady announces his retirement. How does that affect Aaron Rodgers and the Packers? Well, we're going to discuss that. Plus, a struggling Badger basketball team. Marquette is on the rise. Bucks doing well. Lots to talk about with Wisconsin sports, and we're going to do that with Paul Mickley coming up in just a few moments. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Radio 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Since I had a Nazi segment in the last hour, I thought I'd lighten things up here in this hour.
You do a good job. You know, you really do.
Paul Mickley across. I got to tell you, last hour, I'm doing my first hour, and I had a little segment on Nazis. Because why not? You know, it works for this History Channel. They have a lot of Nazi stuff, so I thought I'd throw it. But
when it comes to history and politics, I wouldn't want to get into a disagreement with you.
Our friend Tom Weaver had popped in, and I didn't notice it, but he was I'm talking about Nazis. I get to a break, he comes in, he says, they'll just let you talk about anything. I guess they do. They do let me talk about anything. And
it's your show, right?
I know. So it's like until the boss calls me and says, stop talking about that. But this segment, we're going to lighten it up, talk about sports. And today, and I think we can connect this to Wisconsin sports because I do think, and I said this in the first segment, I doubt you're listening because I know you're working, but Tom Brady retired today. And because of that, my theory is, of all the options that Aaron Rodgers has, one of which is off the table, 0% this chance this happens, Aaron Rodgers is not retiring now. There's no way Aaron Rodgers is going to go into the Hall of Fame the same year as Tom Brady. He's going to play at least one more year. 0% chance he retires. Do you agree with that?
Let me ask you this. Which I give Brady credit, I guess he didn't really mess around with the situation.
52-second statement. I like that.
I mean, it was before the Super Bowl. It was before.
He's self-aware
out
too, because I asked you this the other day, whether or not he was pretty much done. And the thing is, if he wanted to play, he would get a team. He would play with the Raiders or the Jets or somebody would pick him up, or the 49ers. But he decided no. This year was a tough year. I know people talked about Tampa Bay having injuries and that, but at the same time, it was a tough year for Tom Brady. So I'll give him credit for self-aware, and it helps when you have the multi-million-dollar contract to sit in the booth with Fox starting next year as well.
Yeah, well, but he kind of, I don't want to say that he affected his life pretty well outside of football. I mean, you're talking all about football stuff. I mean, but you're talking about that he kind of
chose football over Giselle?
Yeah, for what?
For not much.
I mean, for the year that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I
it's a lot easier to end up being a year too late than a year too early. The hard one is to walk away a year too early. Because everybody
that's
always...
The funny you say that, though, is that's the opposite of what they want the theory to be for GMs.
Right, but it's hard. Yeah, but it's hard. And it's even hard for GMs. I mean, that's what they want to do. The good ones are able to... sit in that box and realize, okay, this is not easy, but I got to do it. It's, yep. It's hard to do. Well, no matter what we do, I mean, you and me and everybody else, we don't want to give up something we love a year too early. we want to go to the right time, and it usually ends up being a year too long.
Correct, because I don't know if there is such a thing as if any of us really know. I know people always say, you know when the time is right. Do we know the time is right?
No.
I mean, do they?
Usually somebody tells us the time is right.
That is right. That's the reality of it. We live in our fantasy world.
But bottom line, I said it. Do you think that there's no way now Aaron Rodgers retires? Because even if he thought about it, he's got such an ego. He doesn't want to share that stage in Canton with Tom Brady and J.J. Watt.
Maybe it's my heart wanting it to, we want to run this one back one more time, but I could see him in Green Bay.
I know you said that last week too.
I can't see it for one more year. When they set that contract up, I felt that it was a 2-year contract. That's what it was. That's what was in my head. But you know what you said when he got drafted, it was during COVID and you were talking about that it was 3 years. 3 years.
Jordan Love, right?
And then you have to go with Jordan Love. I mean, right? I mean, that's, and what is it?
Three years. And it looks, and again, it's hard to tell, but just based on what we saw against Philly, just looking at the guy, he's got the gifts. It's, for him, you know, again, it's not up to him, but for him, it looks like it is time, doesn't it? I mean, it looks like to me he's ready to step in.
He is young, though, yet. I mean, I want to say that he's younger than the Philly quarterback.
Or Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I want to say, or it's close. Whatever the case may be, it's within months. So he was young when he was drafted. He was a younger guy. So it's not like he doesn't have the years, I think. You know what I mean?
It's easy to say because this guy is ready. He's ready. I mean, don't you think he... I mean, again, if Aaron Rodgers went down with an injury during training, because sometimes you know, off season, oh, he blew out his knee, he's out for the year. I think people would be a lot more comfortable with Jordan Love now, just based on that one half of play against Philly.
So, Chad, I'm gonna, and I know you're gonna love that. I'm gonna ask this: should we build him a statue in Canton? Do we know he's ready?
At some point, you have to find out, don't you?
Well, I do, but what's kind of a little scary is, you know, they forced him. Maybe it'll come out in the long run. But with, you know, when they kind of basically said to Favre, we got to go. I mean, like, we're moving on. And that was behind closed doors. I don't think that really came out until later on.
I heard they offered him a lot of money to stay away.
Yes.
Like $20 million or something like that. Going down there.
He flew down there. And it wasn't for him to come back. It was for him to stay away.
Stay on the tractor.
Yes. I mean, so are they – I mean – I feel that they would have made that jump already, and maybe they did behind those closed doors. Maybe we don't even know it. Like, hey, this is it. You will not be the quarterback for the Packers.
We'll give you a job that you don't have to show up to.
Well, or we're going to trade you.
Yeah, right.
It's one or the other.
Right, right.
Well, which they could have.
So you still think he's going to be back, though? Is that your heart talk?
I think that he gives us. You know, these people, they in the Sentinel, was it 2 days ago? They ripped him apart. You would have thought the guy.
And already
was the worst quarterback. He was Randy Wright. I mean, like, he was awful. He was terrible.
He
was not terrible.
And he had a bad thumb for a number of years.
Stats, he was 67% before his completion percentage before that injury. It was 62 after. It affected his accuracy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's just the fact.
And he lost his number one receiver.
And let's be honest.
And that's a big factor.
Rookies at that position and wide receiver aren't good.
And they have not drafted a number one receiver, or and everybody they bring in is on their last legs. They have not brought in a true stud in a while.
Alan Lazard, he was a free agent.
I know. The thing is, Alan Lazard is, I think, the luckiest receiver in the NFL because the man has no separation, but he has a quarterback that able to get it into a very tight window.
He is going to go down as the king of the 5-yard pattern.
Because, I mean, when Aaron Rodgers is gone, Alan Lazard is going to be a 12-catch-a-year guy.
If he stays in Green Bay.
If he stays in Green Bay. But he maybe go with Aaron.
But the thing is, he's probably going to make money somewhere.
He could. Others have. Others, they get in love with the numbers.
I mean, Bill Schrader with Favre.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying he wasn't a good receiver, but he went to somewhere, was it Detroit?
Detroit, yeah.
Right after that. And he wasn't putting up the numbers that he put up with Favre.
Nope. He took a few checks and then came back and made some money back in Wisconsin by being called former Packer Bill Schrader. You notice all these guys come back? Former Packer so-and-so, former Packer. Hire me. Do you have insurance needs? Hire me. Again, we are with Paul Michalik here talking some Wisconsin sports here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Bucks, I was looking at the standings here just a few moments ago. After beating the Hornets last night, they're now 34-17, second place in the East, behind Boston by 2 games.
It's really close.
Philly is even in the loss column, so they're about 1 game behind Milwaukee. And then you got Brooklyn, who's 2 games back in the loss column. Just basically 2.5 games overall behind Milwaukee. So it's very tight. But generally, Bucks are in good shape. 34-17 at this point. You just pinch yourself that you got Giannis because 50 points on Sunday, 34 points last night. The guy is at the peak of his powers right now, but generally, they're in a good spot.
And he did get a little banged up at the end of that game. I don't know if you
noticed
that.
I did not see that.
And nothing came out, I don't think. Again, like you said, I'm not on my phone all day, but he was ginger right at he went for a block, a useless block. Mm-hmm. He actually scored on the other end to make it whatever the final score was, and then he came down on the other end with like 16 seconds left or 15 seconds left to try to make a block for no reason. You know, I mean, and he landed and he was ginger that whole time. You could see it, and then they're kind of looking like, well, he's all right, and I'm sure he is all right. But man,
you're playing with fire.
Every time that he gets, I mean, because they rough him up. I mean, they rough him up a lot, and that's disappointing. So hopefully that he stays healthy because he's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once in a lifetime thing, Chad. We'll never see that again.
No. I mean, again, he is at the top of his powers right now. People need to appreciate this because we're not going to see this. I will be dead before the Bucks have another Giannis. That's for sure.
Correct.
If ever.
If ever. And they got...
It was 50 years. They had Kareem at the beginning of his career, who was, you know, the best.
Best.
And the Bucks were lucky to have the best in 1970, 71. And now 50 plus years later, we got the best. Amazing.
It is.
It's not like Packer quarterbacks.
And even that, we're lucky. I mean, yes. Right. I mean, and then Holiday is solid as a rock.
Yeah,
I mean, he's good. Middleton's coming back. He played 20 minutes last night.
Put up some good points.
18 points in 20 minutes. I mean, that's what you're asking for, and he's going to be on the count. But he looked better. I mean, he's looking more involved in it. And this is without Portis for the last, let's say 4 games.
Yeah, they've won 5 in a row now.
So five in a row. And they got a tough stretch. They go on that West Coast coming up here. So they got the Clippers tomorrow night, and then they go on the road against Portland. And
the thing about it is you want to be in the top two because you look at the top six are kind of, I think, ahead of the pack. You got Miami in sixth. They've shown that he can beat the Bucks.
Yep.
You don't want to be the three seed. You don't want to be the four seed against Cleveland or Brooklyn. I mean, so you want this year. I know last year they kind of, wherever they are, it doesn't really matter. I think they want to be a one or a two, and I think they would like to be a one this year.
I what was the game that he lost? It was on the road, right?
I know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would think that
But they had a chance to win it at home, so I don't blame that because they actually had game six at home, and they lost that one.
Correct. And I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but my point being is where was game seven?
He was in Boston.
I mean, that's a fact. I mean, and they lost back in 2000 and two, was it, to the Sixers? With Ray Allen and those guys, they lost. But I mean, yeah, why not? I don't understand why you wouldn't want home court advantage.
No.
They're 21-5.
Well, last
home.
Year they didn't seem to put much emphasis on it.
They didn't.
No, they did not.
I don't think they would have cared if they're 5 or 6. I really don't think. But the thing is, though, they're 21-5 at home.
Yep.
That's a fact. They're better at home.
Yep, and that is the best record in the East at home.
I mean, so wouldn't you want to be at home? I mean, that's and the road, they're 13-12. It's not quite as that.
We have to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the struggling Badgers and the surging Eagles, Golden Eagles, that is, as we continue here on Bull Falls Radio WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickley. Have a lighten things up. Next week we'll invite you for my Nazi segment, though. You know that.
Well, can I listen to that on tape?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to listen to that on tape. Yeah,
go on to the website. We'll have my all the programs. You can go back and listen to me talk about Nazis later on.
And this is a random question. How did that? Did you win the contest last week?
I did not win the contest, but I had some people sign up. We got the listing, which was great.
So you did. That's awesome.
Yep. So we sold out the $1 million. So, and saw the listing of some area Wausau businesses that signed up as well. So I'm very happy. They said, you know, they got it for my show, which was a little bit of a wipe of the brow that somebody did, because bosses was say, okay, some people are here tuned in right now.
That's awesome. That's good stuff.
It is. And we're looking forward to having all those commercials hit the airwaves very, very soon here on Bull Falls Radio and throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's talk some college basketball. You got one team here in the state that is going up, and you got one team that's going down. It sort of started when the team that's going down beat the team that was going up about a month ago. And since then, it's been Marquette playing great. They worked their way to the top of the Big East. They're 14th in the country. They're 17-5. And it's unusual tonight, and we'll have it right here on Bull Falls Radio starting at 8 o'clock. Marquette against Villanova. And Villanova is under 500. 10-11 on the season. Obviously, Jay Wright resigned after last season's Final Four trip. But, boy, again, Marquette, the thing about Marquette that really impresses me is they have a consistency now that they've never had under the previous regime, where they seem to play well almost every night. Even the games they've lost, they're playing well. I mean, there have not been any turkeys in this bunch for Marquette in a long time.
You said it right, because to be honest with you, in the last couple of years, a game on like Saturday against DePaul, which is actually not, they're
better than they normally are.
Yes. And they lost Jones, Cam, their leading scorer in the first half, and they actually pulled away. Yeah. And they dominated that second half. It was kind of like watching two things on Saturday. I got to watch both of those a little bit, and I kept on flipping it back to Marquette because it was a little more enjoyable to watch. but for a while there. But they have other guys. I mean, that point guard, Kolick, he's fabulous. I mean, yeah. He scored like 20-some points, but he can pass the ball. Joplin, he was on fire. I mean, he was throwing those babies from, the other zip codes. It was amazing. They have weapons, and these guys are their number 5-6 scorers I'm talking about. Yeah. We're not even talking about they go 8 or 9, 10 deep. They can go. They got the whole package. They really do have a feel with how they're playing and what their makeup is. They got the inside game. They got with Prosper and Iguodra.
Right.
They got those two guys down there. They got the guards. They got the shooting. Their defense is much improved. Mm-hmm. Even though I know some of these teams might score points, but they are active defensively. They are active all over, on ball, off ball. It's impressive to watch them play. I would be shocked if they do not make it to the second weekend of the tournament.
And the thing they're doing well right now is they keep moving up. Because it is important. You don't want to be a 5 seed or a 6 seed or a 7 seed, if possible.
Yep.
You want to be a 2 seed or a 3 seed. It makes that first weekend a lot easier. You face a 14 or a 15, and then you face a 6 or a 7.
Yep.
So it makes it a lot easier. And again, the consistency for Marquette and a chance to do something special to win a conference championship. Who would have thunk that when they were picked 9th to start the year off? And it shows, again, I think, how fit means. And you can talk about the guys on the court, and you can talk about the guys on the sideline. Because Shaka Smart had a rough go at Texas. He was expected to take that program to the next level, and it just never happened. And I just think the fit wasn't right. And Marquette, I think, is a lot more like his old job at VCU when he was so good. And I think the fit just works for him, and it definitely works for Marquette.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing, and Marquette's probably some people probably would, if they're VCU fans, they'll take this as an insult, but Marquette's the same stuff, but a little higher.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They're not one of those Texas. I mean, because Marquette is Marquette's not even Wisconsin, you know, because Wisconsin is a big public university. Marquette, the private, I think, little brother in the state of Wisconsin. They're not the number one school in Wisconsin.
No, and they're going to be, again, for the future. I mean, this is for the next year or two. I mean, for sure, three. I mean, it's not like they got young guys coming in there playing hard. I mean, again, maybe some of those guys that I'm going, but they're so, none of them average, you know, more than, I mean, I think Cam Jones has 16 and it's like down from there. But so I don't think you're going to see these guys bail for, they had the skills to be in the NBA, but I don't think they're quite ready for the NBA yet. So they're going to stick another year or two.
Which is perfect.
That's what you want. So they don't leave this too early. But how they play and looking at their schedule and looking at who they got at home. This is a tough one tonight. I know the record.
This is a scary game.
This is a scary game.
You know, Villanova still got talent.
They got talent, and they're going
to
be,
and they need to win,
and they need to win for any hopes of anything. Yeah. To be honest with you, the NIT even or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're going to play better than they have been, and anytime you get to play. Now the bullseye's on your back.
Yep.
And it changes you a little bit, and things are, they're coming for you. For the most part, all the way up until probably the last 2-3 weeks, it's been the reversal. But now they got that on their back, and hopefully they can keep on playing well. But they're fun to watch. They really are.
Team that's not been so much fun to watch has been Wisconsin. And they've struggled, and they continue to struggle. Now they're 12-8 overall. I know last week we're saying, they'll find a way, you know, get some W's, worrying about being a 6-7-8 seed. Now all of a sudden, it's looking a lot bleaker just to get into the tournament. And tonight, they play another team that is struggling big
time. Tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight. Oh, tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Thursday. Tomorrow, they go to Ohio State, who's struggling big time as well. They're 11-10. Is that a must win for the Badgers?
It's getting there.
It's getting close, isn't it?
It's getting there. I mean, especially now, because you feel like you left one on the table against Illinois that you needed, and now you don't have any slip-ups. You gotta make that game up somewhere. You got to make that game up, and you're going to have to make it up on the road here against Ohio State, probably. That's probably one of your better bets that you can get that opportunity. But they're struggling to put the ball in the hole. I mean, I haven't seen. I mean, their shots, they're not in that first half. Gilmore had a bank three, I think, and that was like the highlight of our half. I mean, that you can't live like that. You got to be able to score 65 points in college basketball and make it look easy. Right. But they make it struggling just to get to 50.
And they're giving up a few more points now, too. I mean, they're not a lot in the big picture, but they're not keeping teams in the 50s like they used to consistently. Now teams are – Illinois put up 61. Maryland put up 77. Northwestern put up 66. I mean, that's really not Wisconsin-like either.
Their defense was off until they did play pretty good defense. I mean, when you hold a team 61 points, and,
right,
and Meyer had a pretty good game.
Wisconsin has a different level.
Before that, against Illinois and Maryland and Northwestern, they did not play good defense. Yeah. It wasn't the Wisconsin defense that we're accustomed to. And I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to go back to the Dick Bennett way is, and it almost worked on Saturday. People be like, oh, you gotta get that offense going, It's actually the opposite way. We gotta grind it on defense more, and they almost did it on Saturday.
Right.
Meyer got hot there in the second half, and otherwise they would have grinded that one out because they actually came back and took the lead after being down by like 10 or 12, and they came back and took the lead for a minute or not even a minute, and they just couldn't stop Meyer then. But that's the games they gotta win. Like Dick Bennett would say, those are grinders, and they got to be able to win those grinders, and that was a grinder they left on the table, and I guarantee you Greg Gard knows that. But again, people are still saying fire him and get rid of him. It's not, I don't want to blame the players, but their system won two conference champions in the last 3 years. Okay, their system did, and their system got with Bo Ryan, got him to the national championship game. Their system got him to the semifinal game. Their system won a lot of games over the last 20 years. Right now, they just do not have the players that are equipped. Again, losing Johnny Davis probably a year ahead of schedule did not help that.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, that one special player can be the difference in six games, I imagine. You know? really. I mean, a guy like that who had proven to be a gamer, a guy that you could count on in these tight games, a 66-63 game against Northwestern. Probably win that game with Johnny Davis.
Michigan State.
Michigan State, obviously, yes. And even, you know, Illinois, when you do come back and you have the lead, then you have that guy that's able to stretch it and get away. And I think you about guard, it would be curious. I would just love to go into Chris McIntosh's head to really, because you see him take the big swing on the football side. I mean, is that Chris McIntosh? Is he still a guy that would, with Greg Gard, say, Greg, come on in? We still believe in you. That last year you had an incredible, great year. I mean, a really surprising year. You've had incredible success. I want you to know that we're going to sit down. We're going to make the plan to make sure that you get back to where you are. Or is he a guy that's sitting back saying, do I take another big swing with a college basketball coach? I would just love to know what's going on in that head, because you don't hear a lot from McIntosh. I mean, I felt like you heard a lot more from Barry Alvarez in the day. McIntosh came in when he hired Luke Fickell, talked. But at the same time, you don't really, I haven't got that sense exactly, is he this riverboat gambler for everything?
Now, I think that Alvarez was much more just like McIntosh, who was a football player, was seen a lot more in football. I mean, don't get me wrong, when he got on there and the other stuff on the basketball, hockey, when they were successful, but you didn't like see a picture of him every game, stuff like that. So I don't know if that's going to be their number one.
Well, football is the number one money sport. So
yep.
Obviously, you have a little more rope, because you have seen a Badger hockey program that has struggled big time, and they have not pulled the plug on Tony Granato. And they only had one coaching change during what's been a pretty long stretch of less than stellar hockey. So I think, again, it does the money.
Money.
It always goes down to money.
Money, and that's the whole world. That's how it makes it go around, they say. So it would be interesting to see if they're going to That he gambled on that, and
won. Yeah, but it'd be just interesting to know exactly, because I don't think he is Barry Alvarez. I just think that he's proven that very quickly, that he's not Barry Alvarez, and whether or not we're going to see him be very hands-on when it comes to the men's basketball program. But bottom line is, you were sitting across from me when Greg Gard became the head coach all those years ago, and Bo Ryan pulled that stunt early in the season. Greg Gard has a record of success that he deserves not just one bad year, but even a second year where at least it shows he's making adjustments.
Yep.
I don't think one, even now, it might not be a down year. They could turn it around.
Correct.
He's good enough as a coach, and they got players, they could turn it around because they played well early in the season. But the idea of people saying Gard out is not fair. And you don't want to, and I wouldn't want to support a program that would toss aside good people at the first sign of trouble.
Who would want that job?
Oh, there's always somebody.
I mean, correct. Yes.
Luke Fickell wanted the football job.
But the thing is, Luke Fickell doesn't know at that time. I mean, they had coaches they had to support for many years. Now, again, it's a different AD. I understand that. You're right. And you can bet on yourself that you better win. But I don't know if in football, I think they can get away with changing the style or whatever the case might be. I think
you're right in a sense of basketball, that if you get off track, you can go down really hard, really fast. I think look at a program like Louisville that's had some troubles. They were always near the top. They've had a couple of, since Patino got forced out, and he deserved it, but they've had a couple of coaches that have not been able to work it, and all of a sudden you get off the tracks in these very competitive conferences. It is very hard to get back on that track and get back to the top.
How do you get on? I mean, look at Minnesota. They got rid of a guy that was doing pretty decent. I mean, he was in the middle of the pack. And where's Minnesota now?
I know.
You're right. Once you get off it, it's hard to get back on.
Have to leave it there.
Hey, it was a good week, and I look forward to talking to you next week, Chad. You have some fun. You got a night off tonight.
Got the big
show. I mean,
show.
But after that, no.
It's an early night. I get home at 8:45, 8:30.
Hey, that's a good thing, and we always.
On Thursday night, the Wausau West High School girls basketball team plays host to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Warrior High School basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, is brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in high school girls basketball. Thursday, starting with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. On Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. It is the first day of February already. 32nd day of 2023. There are 333 days left in the year 2023. Looking at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1790, the U.S. Supreme Court convened for the first time in New York. On this date in 1862, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a poem by Julia Ward Howe, was published in the Atlantic Monthly. On this date in 1865, abolitionist John S. Rock became the first black lawyer admitted to the bar of the U.S. Supreme Court. On this date in 1959, men in Switzerland rejected giving women the right to vote by more than a 2-to-1 referendum margin. Swiss women gained the right to vote in 1971. On this date in 1960, four black college students began a sit-in protest at a Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina, where they've been refused service. On this date in 1979, Iranian religious leader, the Ayatollah Khomeini, received a tumultuous welcome in Tehran as he ended nearly 15 years in exile. On this date in 1991, 34 people were killed when an arriving U.S. Air jetliner crashed atop a commuter plane on a runway at Los Angeles International Airport. On this date in 1994, Jeff Galooly, Tanya Harding's ex-husband, pleaded guilty in Portland, Oregon to racketeering for his part in the attack on figure skater Nancy Kerrigan in exchange for a 24-month sentence and a $100,000 fine. He ended up serving just 6 months. On this date in 2003, the space shuttle Columbia broke up during re-entry, killing all 7 of its crew members. Commander Rick Husband, pilot William McCool, payload commander Michael Anderson, mission specialist Kalpana Chawla, David Brown and Laurel Clark, and payload specialist Ilan Ramon, the first Israeli in space. That was 20 years ago, February 1st, 2003. Remember that day well, morning well, in fact. Remember, it was a Saturday morning, the space shuttle Columbia breaking up during re-entry. On this date in 2011, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak announced he would not run for a new term in September elections, but rejected protesters' demands he step down immediately and leave the country after a dramatic day in which a 250,000 Egyptians staged their biggest protest to date, calling on him to go. On this date in 2016, the World Health Organization declared a global emergency over the explosive spread of the Zika virus, which was linked to birth defects in the Americas, calling it an extraordinary event that posed a public health threat to other parts of the world. And 1 year ago today, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands, but signaled he was willing to engage in more diplomacy to ease tensions in Ukraine. Russia would ultimately invade Ukraine on February the 24th. 1 year ago today, not today, but 1 year ago today, quarterback Tom Brady announced his retirement from the NFL after winning 7 Super Bowls and an unprecedented 22-year career. 6 weeks later, he would reverse course and announce he would return for a 23rd season. So next year, we have this day in history, you could say 2 years ago, Tom Brady announced his retirement, and 1 year ago, Tom Brady announced his retirement. Taking a look at some of the celebrity birthdays going today. Garrett Morris, former Saturday Night Live cast member, is 86 years old today. TV personality and singer Joy Philbin and the widow of Regis Philbin. Joy Philbin turns 82 years old today. Rock musician Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fame is 73. Also celebrating birthdays today, Princess Stephanie of Monaco is 58 years old today. So-called comedian, actor Pauly Shore is 55 years old today. Also, actor Michael C. Hall turns 52. Rock singer, musician Andrew Van Wingarden is 40. TV personality Lauren Conrad turns 37. Actor and mixed martial artist Ronda Rousey is 36 years old today. And rock singer Harry Styles of One Direction fame is 29. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Well, that's going to wrap things up for today. I'll be back at 6 o'clock from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show. Mike and Dom coming up next with the Devil's Advocates. Don't forget tomorrow, join us 2 to 4 p.m. At 2:15, we'll be joined live by State Representative Katrina Shanklin. So we'll talk to State Representative Katrina Shanklin tomorrow at 2:15 right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Have yourselves a great rest of your day and keep it right here. Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End.